Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. Hey, friends. Today I wanted to talk about workarounds. So I think I'm pretty normal because I'm a human. And so there are many times in my life where I am like momentum is up, I'm working on stuff, and then I get stuck. I don't think I'm alone in this. I think it's just part of being human and moving forward, but I'm always trying to think of ways, workarounds, to get around these as quickly as possible. So it's been a while since my last recorded episode of this podcast. And the reason why is that I wanted to do a part two of how I got here, because that's not the end of the story. And I felt like more needed to be added, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. And so I kept putting off recording episodes because, you know, I wanted that next episode to be the follow-up, and that's not going to happen for a while. And so I needed to come to a point where I just needed to do it. And there's been plenty of topics I've wanted to talk on and share with you all. And so I wanted to figure out a way to work around that hiccup, like what I want to do versus, I mean, what I wanted to do, but it's also stopping me from what I've committed to do. And so I just needed to say, hey, that'll still get done, but at a later time. So keep moving forward. So just that mental shift in my mind, here I am back recording. So that's one workaround. I mean, it's all about your mindsets and mind shifts and thinking through things. If you're stuck, there's so much to dig into when you're feeling stuck. And so it's important to take the time and become and be, if you're not yet, but, you know, be self-aware of what's really going on. Like, why are you not moving forward in what you want to do? Is it, again, is it because of that perfectionism coming in? You know, if you're thinking, well, it's just not perfect yet. Well, it's not going to be perfect. Like, there is no perfect here on earth. It can get better, right? But you always have to have that first draft to edit. And so just getting it out there. Or another thing that gets into the way of moving forward is feeling like, who am I to say this? Well, you know, you're able to say that because you're human and you're able to share. And you sharing your voice, you don't need a degree for that. You don't need somebody, you know, saying that you can share it. Like, you just need to show up and share for yourself and what's on your heart. I think in society, there's so many messages, like, you have to have this authority, you have to have this, following, like all these things in order to speak. And I don't think that's true. I think each of us can speak, whether it's just to ourselves, right? Because we need it ourselves, we need the message ourselves, or because it's going to support one other person to move forward or to think in a different way that would, you know, maybe help them and all that stuff. So don't wait for permission from others to show up and do your thing, because you may never get that. And then you come to the end of your life and you're like, I wish I would have done that, or I could have done that. And so I just think that we get in our heads too much and start to overthink things and, you know, maybe we are on social media too much. And so those messages, you know, play into stopping us because it's like, well, I can't do it like them. Well, they started somewhere too, right? Like they started with one follower, then two, then three. And if they have a ton of followers, most likely at some point, some of those were bought or whatever, like majority, right? Because that is the game that we have been sold, is we have to have that certain number to be an authority in a certain area or an expert in a certain area. Well, you don't get there overnight. You get there by showing up and by doing the work over and over and over again. And that takes patience. And that's where I know I get hung up because I was like, oh, you know, but I also know that from the get-go of me transitioning from teaching into coaching, I knew it was a long game. Even though I am sold daily by other coaches that you can do it in like 30 days, 6 months, you know, make your millions. And I'm sure that works for somebody if they have some type of capital to invest or some kind of following already. But to convert that quickly, I think authentically, you know, it does take investment of money, also time, which we have control over, and our efforts, which we also have control over, you know, but that doesn't guarantee a certain outcome as well. All right. There's so many moving pieces. And so I think it's important to be like, what am I doing? What can I focus on in the time I'm given? And be good with that, knowing that it will grow, knowing that it will reach the people it needs to. But that's a hard place to be, you know, being patient when you feel like nobody's listening. You know, and that's why we always have to go back to our why. Why did we start? Who are we doing this for? And it's okay to say I'm doing this for myself. You know, like a lot of things happen because of selfish needs. Like a lot of inventions, somebody had a problem and they wanted it fixed, so they invented something. So it's not bad to be like, you know, I'm doing this for me. Yeah, we're doing it for us, but we're also hopefully a sidearm of that, or is that the right word? I don't even know. But another aspect of that is to serve other people, because I truly believe that's what we're here on earth to do. Is, I mean, we're called to love, you know, and I think being of service is loving your neighbor. And so just keeping that in mind and realizing that it will come together. I'm not sure if I've gotten off topic with the workarounds, but there's so many things that can stop us from doing the work that we're called to do, right? I mean, so many things. Imposter syndrome comes up a lot. You know, perfectionism. All those things come up, and so we need to be able to work around that and keep moving forward. So if at any time you are stuck, I mean, I've been there. That's why I'm a transition coach. I've had plenty of transitions in my life. Not that I'm an expert, but I do have experience, and as a coach, I've been trained and have the skills to ask you those empowering questions to help you think through, because I truly believe that you already know the answers, but it's getting to, you know, to that level that we need support in. I mean, I do as well. I talk to my coach friends and work through different things to unknot all the other, you know, all the stuff that's kind of gotten me hung up. And so that's the beauty of the coaching work. Because I feel like I know there's room for counseling. Like, I think that's a very important work as well. But with coaching, it's moving you forward. And that's the beauty of it, because we all want to be moving forward. We don't want to live in the past, or, you know, I mean, sometimes, yes, you have to deal with that stuff, and there's seasons of that hard work. But there's also seasons of just moving forward, and you need support to do that. And that's what coaching offers you. So if you ever feel stuck, or you're like, ah, why am I keep getting stuck with this, you know, mindset that's not, you know, it's just stopping me from doing things, give me a call. Email me. We'll set up a time. We'll work through it, because we can get it sorted out. And I'm not promising that it's going to be sorted forever. Most likely, these thoughts in your head, you can tame them, but they will come back, right? And so the more you work on it to shift those, the quicker you'll be able to shift your mind out of that mindset that's stopping you. So it's just, you know, coming up with tools and different things to get you moving forward. So I don't know. That's just what I wanted. That's just what I wanted to share real quick. I know that you all are working on awesome things, and I just want to support you in that. So just give me a holler if you ever need support. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.